show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. I feel like we need to acknowledge something that we didn't acknowledge on the show today.
What's that?
Your outfit.
Oh.
It is very, very sparkly.
I was inspired by Disco Ball on The Masked Singer. I thought, you know what? I'm going to give that look a crack today.
It's full on like pinky sequins.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of a shirt that screams like, shirt! Like if your shirt made a noise, it'd be like, I'm a shirt, I'm a shirt, I'm a shirt.
Look at me.
Look at me, I'm a shirt.
It was actually pretty distracting this morning because when it's dark when we first get here, but there's like these big spotlights on each of us, it was just shooting off light everywhere I was a disco ball, and it was quite distracting.
If they're ever like stuck at roadworks or whatever, you could get a gig as the reflector.
I could.
Sign this girl up, Queensland Transport. Murray Taolungi and Kyle Felt from the Cowboys on the pod today asking the question, who ruined your wedding photos? And the delightful Magna Sabansky on the pod as well.
This calls for barbecue shapes and a bottle of Bailey's.
Yeah.
That's how we celebrate when we get Magna on.
Every single... I'm drinking Bailey's right now.
Yeah.
Pass the shapes, Gabs. Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thanks for downloading.
Getting towards the back end of the season, which is very exciting because the North Queensland Cowboys are doing very well. And joining us in studio right now are Cowboys, Kyle Felt and Murray Taolungi. How are you guys going?
Hi, boys.
Top of the morning to you guys.
How are we?
Kyle Felt, the Cowboys' number one cheerleader, because, of course, you're ruled out with a hamstring injury at the moment.
I do have pom-poms.
Get the pom-poms. You need them because I was watching the game and then halftime and then I'm checking social media and here you are just encouraging as, like, tagging in all the boys, of course, not even checking their phones during the game.
Of course not.
And just supporting them. So get the guy some pom-poms, number one cheerleader.
Yeah, just giving the boys some hype up, you know. It's good. I was really excited.
It must be nice to watch as a fan.
Yeah, it is hard not playing, but I guess you're always happy for your teammates when they're winning. And I like to pump their tyres up a bit too, so it's good.
How was it playing in Bundaberg, Murray? Because it was meant to be a Bulldogs home game, but it was still in Queensland. So what was it like?
It felt like it was a home game for us. The crowd there was unreal, and it was such a good feeling playing in front of Queenslanders. And
would you be annoyed if you were the Bulldogs and it was meant to be their home game?
Yeah, I'd be annoyed. Yeah. Oh, there's so many Cowboys colours there instead of Bulldogs. So
really?
It's good to see.
Yeah. Oh, good.
What's in the water at your house, Murray? Because you're having a fantastic season, my friend.
I'm not even sure. Probably just the boys, I think. The camaraderie that we have within the group is really good, and just I think we're a really close bunch of boys this year.
Great.
We do have a bit of a game for you guys because you're both wingers, so we're gonna wing it with the wingers. Is that what we decided on?
Well,
naming
I don't
it?
Know. So wingers, I wingers. Suggested a few names for this game I want to play, and Gabby's like, "No, we're calling it Wingers Wing It."
And then I said, "Wing it
with a winger and all this," and Gabby's like, "No, everything else sounds silly."
I think that's how we play, anyways. We both just wing it.
Well, that's the idea. You guys are both wingers, so we thought we want to give you guys each a topic and see if you can talk about the topic for 30 seconds. Now, it is a topic close to both of your hearts.
Murray's not loving this
idea. Out of my comfort zone.
We're going to give you a topic you're passionate about.
Oh, is it? Is it anything to do with smoking?
No, smoking meats.
Gabby?
I'm not a cigarettes.
I'm not a winning blues, you know. I grew up in Berrigan. Give me a break.
Felty, you get to talk about Maggi gravy.
Oh, yeah.
For 30 seconds.
Time starts now.
So Maggi gravy, it comes in a nice big yellow bucket with a red lid, and it goes on chips. Great with chips, even better with a crumb steak. If you go to a pub, you can always get Maggi gravy there.
Yeah.
You can buy from Campbell's in the big bucket. I think it's a 2-litre bucket. Big fan of that. Got two of those at home. So if anyone's looking for gravy, just go to Maggi gravy. That's one. You can't go wrong.
You've 10 seconds left, brother.
Oh, well,
but I reckon
that. Oh, that was pretty good.
I reckon I've heard enough anyway.
That was a tip. I feel like having chips and gravy now.
Bowling alleys always have Maggi gravy too.
Do they?
Can't go wrong. Yeah. Only bad thing about going to a bowling alley, you got to wash your hands before you bowl after eating the Maggi gravy.
Nah, just put your gravy fingers in the bowl, mate. Little
I suppose someone else probably has too.
Little treat for the next person to bowl.
All right, Murray.
Murray, the topic is, are you ready? Because time starts after we say it.
The topic for you, Murray.
My heart's racing.
Is your favourite TV show The Simpsons?
Go, 30 seconds.
Oh, I'm panicking. A lot of yellow people.
Far out.
I'm rattled. He's like, nah, this is not my game.
The yellow people lost it.
Oh, that is so funny. I'm thinking, I'm going like this and I'm holding up four fingers. I'm like, they've got four fingers.
Oh, so just name four the fingers. Family members and we're good.
All good.
Excellent.
Kyle Felt and Murray Taolungi. So Kyle's out for another week? Felty?
Yeah, just one more week.
One more week, then back. Yep. But it's the Roosters this weekend. It's an away game at the SCG. Kickoff 3 p.m. Saturday, arvo. Kyle Felt, Murray Taolungi. Great to have you in, boys.
Thank you very much, guys.
Normally, wedding photos take around 6 weeks for you to get them back because they are perfection, and perfection takes time. So
perfection costs money.
I feel like the photography of a wedding is one of the most expensive parts of it. But you want quality, because these are the things that you're going to keep forever to remember your big day.
And I will say too, like, number one, the pressure on a wedding photographer.
Oh.
I got a mate who's a wedding photography. Like, a lot of pressure. And number two, a lot of editing. Like, it's not just the hours on the day they're there.
Six weeks to get them back.
Like, there's so much editing. A lot of work.
And a little bit more editing when it comes to my photos, because we went on the weekend to enjoy the slideshow of the photos with our photographer. He's really beautiful. He loves to see your face when you first see them. So he puts together a slideshow so you can all sit together and watch it. And it's really lovely. And we did that. And then he gave us the USBs of all of our photos. Now, we have 2,000 photos we need to go through and whittle down for our album. It's a lot.
How much wall space do I have? If I print them all 6x5.
Oh, like a collage.
Yeah, I might be able to get the whole wall covered.
But there should have been about 2010 photos. A few photos had to be deleted because one of the kids that was there on the day has recently learnt how to flip the bird.
The rude finger, okay.
The rude finger. Because, you know, kids, you do it, they do it once, you laugh because it's funny, and then they think it's hilarious, so they continue to do it. And so the parents were trying to discourage this behaviour, but others were laughing because it was funny and cute.
And they're not their kids. They don't have to raise them into being respectable adults.
Exactly.
So I will laugh at your child doing the wrong thing.
And they didn't realise that this kid was in the background of a fair few of the photos. And so there was a couple of photos a photographer had to delete because there was a kid in the background putting up the roof finger. It's not the most romantic
wedding photo, is it?
There was one photo that was too good for him to delete, so he's actually gone
so
and
you
photoshopped.
Have this photo.
No, he's photoshopped the child out of it completely.
Wow.
So that took a lot of work on his behalf, and I really appreciate that because he was like, I couldn't throw this
one out. Part of me kind of wants
the
original.
See the photo.
Part of me wants to see the original.
But I thought, like, I reckon this would be a common occurrence on 131060. Who or what ruined your wedding photos?
Yeah, what ruined your wedding photos? Or photo may have been one photo. Because like you said, you usually get thousands back.
Yeah, and there's only a couple that have someone or something in the background that's not so great.
What ruined your wedding photo? This is a true story. There was a couple who I married because I don't really do it anymore. But I am a celebrant, so I can marry people. And I was marrying a couple, and all the way through this ceremony that was beachside, there was a man standing in the background, an old man. With his dick stickers on. With his
little speedos on. No.
And I'm kidding you not.
Like behind the arbor, so it's like right in shot.
Sort of to the side, but very, very close. And I kid you not, like the ceremony commenced, he walked there and stood the entire ceremony.
No.
And I could actually see, like, part of me is like, do I say something? Like, because it's only when I sort of turned around that I realised, and people after the ceremony were like, yeah, he was there the whole time.
Oh my God, that's so awkward.
And apparently the photographer was trying to find angles that he could take photos of the couple during the ceremony without, you know, Speedos man
Far
in the
easier
background.
To cut him out during taking the photo than photoshopping him out later, because that is a lot of work.
I'm surprised he didn't walk up and try and join in on the kiss.
Three-way.
He thought he was a guest.
And when it's a spectator, that's even worse.
Mind if I cut in there, son?
131060, what ruined your wedding photos? What happened?
What ruined your wedding photos? Give it to us on Hits. Sal's here. Sal, what was it for you, mate?
My sister was in the background vomiting.
Ooh. Inconvenient vomit.
Your sister and maid of honour had an inconvenient form in the background of a photo.
Sister and maid of honour?
Yeah, well, we had a really big night the night before, so...
Sal, you should always avoid the hens and bucks nights the night before.
Always.
Pauline is here. Pauline, who or what ruined your wedding photos?
It was actually the wedding video, and I guess technically it was one of our groomsmen who did it. They all carried my husband out to the reception dance floor to do this little dance routine that they'd planned. But one of them decided to dap him of his suit pants, and what he didn't know was that under the suit pants he had like slippery kind of boxes on, and they came down with the suit pants.
Yeah.
So the wedding video had a full frontal of the groom.
The old Eagle Rock drop is often a thing.
Yeah, but you keep
wedding,
your boxes on, right?
You do keep the boxes on. It's always the risk with the dacking, though, isn't it? The slippery boxes coming down. Renee's here. Renee, what ruined your wedding photos?
My husband left the price tags on his suit. And it wasn't just any price tag. They were the long cardboard ones and are tied on with a fancy brown rope. And I was like, oh, my God, he got married with price tags.
Well, at least you got to return the suit the next day.
I was going to say, looks like he wants to return the suit. Lou, what ruined your wedding photos?
My nephew.
What'd he do?
We had this absolutely stunning photo and he was in the back weeing.
The bush
boys,
wee.
They're the worst.
The bush wee in the background would ruin a wedding photo. Danielle, what ruined your wedding photo?
The groom.
Oh, no.
Oh, the man you married.
What'd he do?
Well, he's not around anymore, so he's been stealing all the photos.
Be lovely photos if he wasn't there.
Photoshop him out, he'd be right. A new drama started last night on Channel 9. It's called After the Verdict, which is an interesting take on a crime that happens. The verdict is placed, but then there's still a bit of drama to continue. Magda Zabanski is part of the cast and she joins us right now. How are you, Magda?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good,
thank you.
Bloody love an Aussie whodunit, mate.
And
this one sounds good because you're one of four jurors who think you may have set a murderer free. You're nothing if not versatile, Magda.
I do like variety. I get bored easily, so I do like to do new things. And as soon as they told me the premise of this, I thought, what a great premise, because we all know that, you know, I don't want to say the law's an ass, I won't go that far, but we know that there's a difference between the legal truth and the true truth. And I can imagine, I've never done jury duty, but I can imagine if you did it, it's a pretty big responsibility when you think about it. So, yeah, I thought it was such a great idea.
Just on that, I heard you speaking to our sister station in Melbourne. You were talking to Fifi Box, and you said that you've never been called up for jury duty. But why do you think you've never been called up for jury duty?
Because imagine if you look to the jury and they're Sharon Strzecki, or even worse, Lynn Postlethwaite, tired, tired, tired. I said love, I said pet, I said guilty. You know, I think it would be a bit disconcerting and perhaps pervert the course of justice. So,
I
love that.
That'd be a great show. It just came to me like a Sharon Strzecki meets Judge Judy, where Sharon is there, like with the gavel, passing judgment on all these crimes that pass through the courtroom.
putting justice into her very incapable hands. I think I'd be more scared if it was Lynn Postlethwaite.
Yeah.
she'd vote guilty just for the thrill of it, I think.
Just for the laugh.
Lynn would never set anyone free. No. Everyone would be going straight to jail.
There's no excuses as far as you're concerned. Yeah.
Your character in After the Verdict, Magda, what position in netball would they play?
Oh, well, look, the interesting thing is that my character is a Polish lesbian butcher. So, you know, pretty much my whole life has been building up to this role and very typecast. So, look, whenever I play netball, which is never, but whenever I do, you know, I like to play centre, wing attack, or be on the bench, really, is my preferred position on the bench.
Before we let you go, I did have a look on your Insta and you put up a post when you went away with some friends over the weekend. One of your friends writes gay vampire fiction. I need to know more about this. I'm a big Twilight fan. Would I be into it?
Oh, look, I'll give it a crack. Why not? Look, my friend Alex is fascinating. He kind of like, he's like the gay Zelig. He's been at every, he knew Harvey Milk. He was a Fire Island gay.
Oh, wow.
He's lived with HIV AIDS for, you know, 40 years or something.
Wow.
And he's just an amazing character. He's also written a memoir, which is fantastic. But no, check it out. It's, you know, he's really into it. It's on, you can get it online. So yeah, go and have a look.
Gay vampire fiction. I reckon it's
Gabby,
my new book.
You would be absolutely all over
it. I reckon
that.
I'm going to love it.
Well, I'm going to be all over this show after the verdict. So if you did miss it last night, the premiere on Nine, of course, everything's on the app now. So you can get on Nine now and then keep watching it on Channel 9 as well. I said love. I said pet. I said Magda. We love
and
having
said,
you on the show.
Go and read some gay vampire fiction.
Get it in ya. Thanks, Magda.
Thanks so much. Bye now. This
is the best. The new version of MKR has Nigella Lawson sitting in the hot seat. And she's doing a great job getting rave reviews. But shocking news coming out yesterday that she's 62 years old. What? She looks fresher than I do.
So me, you and producer Hayley were talking about this yesterday. And I was just channel flicking. I'm not much of an MKR guy. I'm all about Scotty Cam of the block right now.
Yeah, me
too. But I flicked over and I saw it. And I swear, like, she looks to me early 40s.
Yeah, I would say 40s.
Potentially late 30s.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree with that. She's like 30 years older than I am and she looks far better.
She's so fresh.
Her face, like, not a wrinkle on it. It's amazing.
So producer Hayley came up with this idea and I guess putting it bluntly, this theory that maybe we're not that good at picking the ages of celebrities.
But also that celebrities don't age like normal people do either.
That's so
no.
True.
Like a different kind of water that they drink, I reckon.
Yeah.
No, it's a different kind of surgeon, they say.
They got money.
They got money. They got money to deal with the issues.
How's this quiz going to work? The test.
Well, I have celebrity given you ages. A piece of paper with celebrities on them, so you can turn it over.
All right.
Now, I want you to look at how they... These are all 2022 photos of them.
So these are all photos from this year of these celebrities.
So I don't want you to think about when the era that they were in. I just want to get your gauge of what they look like, what age they look like. So...
Okay.
Well, I'll take a guess from each of you. So our first celebrity is Jared Leto. How old do you think he is?
God, he's smooth in the forehead, isn't he?
He doesn't have a wrinkle. And he doesn't have bags under his eyes either.
I reckon he is 42.
I think he's older than that.
You reckon?
Yeah, I feel like he's 48.
You both locking in?
Yeah. Yeah, lock it in.
Yeah, all right. Well, he's actually 50 years old.
What?
50?
Yes.
He's not 50.
Yeah. So, Cliffo, you get that point.
Okay.
He's been having that Morbius blood.
That is a fresh 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Our second celebrity is Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
I know she's been around for a very long time, but she does look good.
Yeah. Don't think about that. Just what age does she look like?
Well, based off Jared, I'm going to go higher. So I'm going to say 50. I'm just going to say 51.
She looks 45, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go 58.
Oof.
Oof. Oh, that's mean,
insulting.
Isn't it?
Insulting.
That's quite mean.
Hales?
She's actually 55.
So you're closer. Oh, one. Yeah. When I say one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
You said eight, so you're closer.
Gabs is closer.
Mm. Good work
Gabs
with the fingers. The first got his abacus out.
Only by 1 year. Don't get too excited.
Now, third
right, 1 point each.
Yeah, we've got Gwen Stefani.
Mate, she has had some work done.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look, she's stunning that Met Gala ball.
She's starting to look like Cher. Like her face has actually been stretched out.
And the lips are very big.
Very whitened teeth. I didn't even think she was Gwen Stefani. She looks so different.
I know, she does not even look like Gwen.
So what did you say for Halle Berry? You said 58, didn't you?
I reckon she's 50.
No.
I reckon she's same as Jared Leto.
I'll go 55.
All right.
You reckon 55?
55.
She's actually 52. So Gabby gets that point again.
Well, Gabby gets Botox. She knows more about the stuff than you.
You're not wrong.
Number four, we have Keanu Reeves.
Canoe.
Yeah, this guy's a vampire. He does not age. He's got a little bit of grey in his beard, and that's about the only thing that has
but
aged.
But it's kind of like the esteemed grey, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it makes him look...
Like a silver fox.
Like a silver fox.
Mm.
There's a lot on this for me, because I'm on 1 point, you're on two.
I reckon he's 60.
This is for the win.
But he looks about 45. I'm going to go 60.
55. Drum roll.
What? Keanu Reeves is 57. So
that's me, isn't it?
So that's Cliffo, yeah. We're at a stalemate.
Have you got a tiebreaker?
I do.
Buddy, are we going to be at Christmas time?
We've got Jennifer Coolidge.
The original MILF.
Stifler's Mum.
Yeah.
Well, how long ago was...
65,
don't think about that.
Sorry.
Just, what does she look like? She's definitely had a lot of work done.
I reckon she's 69.
Oh, I bet you think she's 69. I'm going 65. Gabby's going 69.
You're
Stifler's
both
Mum.
Very insulting because she's 60 years old.
60 years old!
Is she?
How is she younger than Nigella?
That was like a reverse age just then.
They need to reshoot American Pie and put, Nigella Lawson instead of Stifler's Mum.
Stifler's come back for the win.
I'll take it.
Of course you will.
I'll take it.
You're going to hand it back.
I'll take it. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Friday the 12th of August. It's worth $1,000 cash, Gabs.
I can't see this answer. Can't say this answer without singing it, unfortunately, for you guys. Red, red wine.
Yes, good to drink, bad to spill on a white couch.
Oh, you're right. Do you know what helps? You put white wine on it.
Oh, really?
It's meant to
just a bloody great... waste of wine to me, Gabby. Red wine is your free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.